Good morning. As campaign 2000 begins to heat up, the major candidates are trying to recast themselves around the issue of leadership. Both Bill Bradley and George W. Bush are distancing themselves from the image of a president who follows public opinion rather than lead it. Bill Bradley put it this way: "I'm more interested in leadership than polls or politics," implying a contrast with his rival Al Gore. On the other hand, Gore casts himself as the experienced incumbent leader. This appeals to people who want our current prosperity to continue. Stable leadership. Can't say that I blame him with 5.5 to 6% growth in the GNP. Now, the guy who casts himself as the most bold and blunt leader is the prisoner of war hero, John McCain. The only problem is that his cherished campaign reform bill died in the Senate recently when he could only muster 7 fellow Republicans to his side. Bold leadership that produces transforming change may sound like a good idea, but according to John Harwood at the Wall Street Journal, in reality, most people want a leader who will stay out of their way. Campaign 2000 should be very interesting. All of these men want to be the one to lead us politically. The question this morning here at On the Border is, how does God want to lead us spiritually? Meaning, of course, how does he want to lead us in his relationship to us? Let's look at that together in the Upper Room Discourse with Jesus and the 11 in John 16. Open your scriptures to the 16th chapter of John. We'll pick up in verse 12 this morning. John 16, verse 12. I'm looking around to make sure you're all getting there. Okay, let's pick up. Verse 12, he said, "Men, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." What does he mean by that? Well, let me put it in my own words here. Listen, you guys are pretty worn out by now, aren't you? I had to teach you a lesson by washing your feet. That was a pretty embarrassing moment we had. You see, no need for my death. Yet I told you I'm leaving you. You are dismayed over my prediction, my prophecy of a traitor. I predicted that you are going to desert me, and your hopes for preeminence in an earthly kingdom are evaporating very rapidly. You cannot bear too much more of this. But let's pick up on verse 13 now. He says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth." Now, man, here is the heart of what I want to get over here this morning with you. We're talking about leadership. And that is what the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is all about. He leads us. Actually, the word here in the original language means that. Haragao. It means to lead or guide. And how does he do that? Well, he does it by always meeting us at our point of need. Last week, we talked about how he convicts us of our needs. He convicts us of our sin, righteousness, and judgment. In other words, he creates the need in us for him. And he always meets us on his terms. And his terms here, according to John's gospel, are the truth. "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth." So the terms never change. And what he does is he creates the need in us for that. And of course, the ultimate truth is Jesus Christ. Let me finish verse 13 here. "He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." Over the next 70 years or so, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ which is his redemptive work in this world, how he redeems this world, that truth would be further explained by the Spirit of truth through these 11 men and the Apostle Paul, and the rest of the New Testament revelation would be developed. Even to the point, men, and you know, forgive my enthusiasm, where John would record in the book of Revelation what is yet to come, the revelation of Jesus Christ. His leadership style is truth. And, you know, I always say when we use a term like that, a theological term, let's bring it down to earth. Truth about what? Well, truth about relationships, our relationship with God, our relationship with each other, with our wives, marriage, family, money, work, and, you know, the other side, suffering, conflict, etc. And then he says to us in verse 14 this morning, he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. He is making the point here that he is a true leader. He knows who you need. You need Jesus Christ, and he will lead you to him. And because he is God, man, he never has to look at the polls. Now, another irreducible element of leadership is teamwork. Bradley is emphasizing his teamwork experience in basketball. But as we conclude this morning, here we have the ultimate in teamwork. Let me read verse 15 to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. All three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in perfect harmony. The Father passes to the Son the same message. Everything, all that belongs to the Father, and the Son hands off to the Spirit who makes the truth known to us. What a leader! The Spirit of truth. He convicts us of our need for Jesus. He leads us to him. Can you think of anything more wonderful than that? That happened to me, men, 23 years ago, and I hope I never forget it. And men, the challenge this morning is this. Let me just put it this way. Everything that Jesus was predicting to his disciples here in this discourse would take place. The Spirit of truth would complete the New Testament revelation by the end of the first century. And here we are today with the full revelation of Jesus Christ. The whole thing is complete. I think we fail to understand the significance of that. We're on the other side with the full, in English, full revelation of Jesus Christ. For us, what that means is this. If we will avail ourselves of him, the Holy Spirit will lead us daily. I've told you many times when I moved here to Georgia 20 years ago, Dick called me aside and he said to me, there's one thing I want you to do. Make sure you start each day with the Lord. He said, if you do that, at least you started right. You may not end up right, but you started right. And see, that's how convinced he was of the truth of what we're talking about here this morning, that the Spirit of truth would guide me into all truth. And as Bob Day challenged us a couple of weeks ago, make sure we're spending time with him every day. Okay? So, the challenge today is avail yourself of this truth, that the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. He will guide you to Jesus Christ. Let's have a prayer together this morning. Father, sometimes the simplicity of all this overwhelms me. My response to you is one of worship and thanksgiving and awe that it is this profound yet this simple. Thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good time at your tables this morning.